brought to you by Penguin.
Adventures in Time, Alexander the Great. Written by Dominic Sandbrook and read by Ziggy Heath. Fereda. Prologue. The Dream. It was a beautiful day. The sun hot and high in a perfect blue sky. Light danced on the waters of the Hellespont, the narrow strait dividing Europe from Asia. The young man stood at the helm of his ship. He was short and broad-shouldered, with soulful eyes and fair, curly hair that fell over his ears. All his life he had looked forward to this moment. As a boy, wandering with his friends in the woods, he had pictured himself leading his fleet across the sea, charging up the beach with his comrades, laying waste to his foes with sword and spear. He was a warrior, born and bred. But he was a dreamer, too. He loved books and poetry, riddles and stories. Above all, he dreamed of adventure. He saw himself scaling mountains, crossing deserts and discovering strange new lands. Now he was making that dream a reality. And as the rowers pulled on the oars and the breeze whipped at his sails, he threw his head back to the heavens and laughed for sheer joy. When they were halfway across the channel, his servants led forward a bull, which they had brought as a sacrifice for the sea god Poseidon. The young man raised his knife. It took just a moment. When it was done, he raised a golden wine goblet above his head and emptied it over the side, a gift for the Nereids, the nymphs of the sea waters. The coast of Asia loomed ever larger. Resplendent in his shining armor, the young man faced the eastern shore. His eyes blazed with excitement. A spear gleamed in his right hand. The shore came closer and closer. Sand crunched beneath the hull. Then he was down, leaping into the surf. From his arm, the spear streaked through the air, an arc of brilliant silver plunging into the sand. Now the young man raised his voice above the waves. "This," he cried, "was a sign that the gods had given him all Asia, as his spear won prize." Cheers rose from the ships behind him. And in their hundreds and thousands, his men leapt down into the shallows, following their king onto the soil of Persia. The young man's name was Alexandros, which means defender of the people. Today, we know him as Alexander the Great. He lived more than 2,000 years ago, in the 4th century BC. Even at the time, he seemed the very image of courage and glamour. His life was packed with so many adventures that no storyteller would dare to invent it. Born in the kingdom of Macedon, a wild realm on the edge of the ancient Greek world, Alexander fought his first battles when he was just a teenager. He rode to war alongside his boyhood friends, on a stallion he had tamed himself. Becoming king at the age of 20, he led his men on one of the most extraordinary journeys in history. In search of glory, they crossed the sea to fight the great king of Persia, the most powerful ruler on earth. For thousands of miles they marched, winning battle after battle. They crossed the mountains of Syria and the deserts of Egypt. They saw the pyramids and the River Nile. Alexander and his friends visited exotic temples and sought the advice of mysterious, otherworldly gods. They conquered the largest city the world had ever seen, and captured the most valuable hoard of treasure in history. And still they kept going, eastward, ever eastward, towards the rising of the sun. They climbed the peaks of Afghanistan and crossed the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?